Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mayan Calendar Cast. On this day, January 29th, 2006, or in the Mayan calendar, it's 8-8-8 wind, a good day to communicate. And this is show number 17. You may be wondering, why show number 17? Well, I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Lots of details to share with you today. It's been a little bit since our last podcast, so we're going to catch up on all things Mayan Calendar Cast. And you're going to be hearing some noise in the background because Jag is currently making silver on this Sunday afternoon. It's a good day to make silver. 8 eek, a good day to make silver. Anyway, so Jag will be joining me in a few minutes, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you what's going on, what's been happening. There's just been so much happening here at the Air Radio Podcast Station and in the community of the Mayan calendar information, really, in general. What did you say, Jack? Many recent events, that's right. Here's a few things. In this past week or so, Carl Johan Kalaman, through a connection of his in California, someone who had just attended a conference with Don Alejandro Oshlaj, who I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's probably Oshlaj. But anyway, he is the elder of the Maya Council, the Mayan elders. And through her, Carl extended an invitation that came from Sri Bhagwan, also known as Kalki, to have Don Alejandro come to India, to the Golden City, and visit. The invitation was accepted by Don Alejandro. It was very quickly subsidized. Someone helped to get him there. And then almost immediately after, Carl Johan is planning on joining. So in the next 1 or 2 weeks, two people who are leaders in very, well, from the east and from the west, Kalki and Don Alejandro, will be meeting. Both very parallel in terms of the timeline with which they're working. So this should be quite an extraordinary event. And I've been talking with Carl the past week or so, telling him what kind of camera and stereo microphones and recording equipment would be appropriate to take with him. Hopefully that can work out and we will get some audio, some video from this extraordinary meeting. We'll see what happens. This should be very interesting. So stay tuned for updates about that. Also, what else? Just to let you know, a little bit later we're going to be discussing the Dzogchen, talking about this sacred calendar, which is really the center of all the Mayan calendars. As you know, there are some 20 different calendars, over 20, that the ancient Maya used. The Dzogchen is one that's central to all of them, and it is the oldest. And it is still being used today by the K'iche Maya, who have continued to keep the count for the past 2,500 years without losing a single day. So, and it's pretty amazing. So we're going to be talking about the Dzogchen. Previous to that, however, got a couple more announcements. Here is one that you're going to really want to know about. Mel Gibson is working on a new film. He went into production on it in October of 2005, and it is in the same fashion as Passion of the Christ. It'll be done with subtitles. But this time, The subtitles will be in the ancient Maya language. So that should be very interesting. The film is called Apocalypto, and I scarfed a little bit of the music from this film that's being used in the trailer. Now, I kind of accidentally recorded this, so I figure if we just tuck it in here so you can get a little taste for the film, here it is. Here's some music from Apocalypto. Incredible soundtrack. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing film. And you can, of course, visit the trailer. You can see the trailer for this film. It is coming out later this year in the summer, 2006. And the trailer is located at Touchstone Pictures. If you would like to get the link straight to it, visit the show notes on the website for this podcast number 17 in Mayan Calendar Cast. Okay, lot of other things to talk to you about. So we're going to start it right here with your nitty-gritty report. Lots of really wonderful things going on with the voting at Podcast Alley. Thank you everyone who's taken a moment to vote for Mayan Calendar Cast in January, because we're sitting at 139 out of 13,700 podcasts. That's pretty good. We're still shooting for that top 10. So the bottom line is that the number 10 position in the top 10 got 368 votes this month. So I guess we got to push a little harder, huh? But that's okay. We can do it. I know it's possible. I know it's way more than possible. So if you haven't voted and it isn't January 31st yet, you can still vote this month. And if you're inclined, then vote in February and let's see what we can produce. Remember, everyone gets only one vote. Can't stack the votes. So do take a moment to go and vote at Podcast Alley. Let me tell you what that does really quickly. Podcast Alley is a very big directory. It's one of the first podcast directories online. And the top 10 shows there tend to also make featured podcast at iTunes. And with an audience of 40 million people coming in and out of iTunes, there is real potential for the podcast to get on the radar of lots and lots of people. So, that would be...
Lots and lots of people need to find out about the Mayan calendar.
That's right. Say that. Say that again, right here.
Because lots and lots of people need to learn about the Mayan calendar.
That's right.
And the wave cycles of creation.
Yes.
And how to synchronize with them.
Yes. How close are you on yours?
And how to get closer to oneness in enlightenment.
Yes.
With the approaching advent of the, what is it called when Quetzalcoatl comes?
Christ consciousness.
That's what it's called.
Well, I knew there was more, so I just kind of hung back. How close are you on this,
on
joining me? How close are you? You see, everyone, we're here in the Air Radio Podcast Station, which is a 69 vintage Airstream. And so he is over there at the stove.
You're going to hear a horrible, annoying buzz in about 40 minutes when that timer goes off.
Oh, yeah? The timer's going to go off. Okay. When it goes off, we'll know the silver's finished. In the meantime, he's here. Put on your headphones.
I haven't suited up yet.
He's got to get suited up. While he's doing that, I will tell you a little bit about what's going on and why the brief pause in the podcast. For those of you who've joined us this early in this new podcast, it's actually, we've been trying to get this thing rolling since September, and there have been, the idea was strong, the seed is strong, and it's been growing, and it's been sprouting little wonderful green leaves. But at the same time, it's growing a little bit slower than I would have liked. But then again, I'm a one reed, so what do you want?
Yeah, one reeds are extremely patient people. You can take my word for that.
Not.
From first-hand experience. Probably the most patient people you'll ever meet in your entire life.
Oh, you're being mean and sarcastic, and that's not fair. All right, so I guess you can tell that today's podcast is a little more laid back.
My
headphones
are really, really loud.
Tell me when.
You're blowing the top of my head off.
Tell me when.
No, I can't hear anything.
How's that? Well, talk to me. I have to.
I need to hear you.
Testing 1, 2.
Okay, that's good.
All right, good. Yeah. And see, you even got in on all the technical background stuff, too.
Techno talk.
The techno talk, yeah. So anyway, I have to tell you that, aside from the comments about the patience of your host, Andy Mack.
Aside from the patience.
Yes, of one of your podcast hosts.
She has a lot of patience.
Yes.
Lying in her wake.
Other people's patience. No, that's not true. Anyway, if I only had a staff.
Yeah.
If I only had a staff. That's what's been going on. For the past 3 weeks, I've been working my little fingers to the
She's
bone.
She's been working without a staff.
And
but only for 3 weeks.
Oh, man. In the next few days, you will see
Have you ever had a staff?
Not yet. Well, yes, I have.
In Airstream Radio?
Not in Airstream Radio.
At Airstream Radio?
No, but in other places I have, so I do know what it's like to be able to, what's the word?
Staff.
You say, it's when you...
Sick 'em? Sick 'em?
What's the word? It just went straight out of my head. I want to say relegate, but that's not it.
Relegate.
No.
Delegate.
Delegate. Thank you very
Nominate.
Much.
Nominate.
Delegate. Delegation is a good thing.
Regurgitate.
And delegation at this point is, well, not quite possible.
Masticate.
Yes, I've been masticating on the website.
Perturbulate.
Here's what's going on. The Breakthrough Celebration has brought some new changes. Again, talking with Carl Johan, I have taken on the website for the Breakthrough Celebration and incorporating that together, folding it in with Air Radio. And there's just been a lot of design changes with the website, which you won't see probably until the end of this coming week, first week of February, hopefully. And So that's going on. So I extend this invitation. If you have HTML skills, coding skills of any kind, and would like to pitch in, please contact me at airstreamradio@pobox.com. That address again, airstreamradio@pobox.com. Could use your help. So the thing is, guys, until JAG is not working full-time to keep the Air Radio podcast station in food and propane gas and
hot water.
Water and a place to put it.
I keep us in hot water pretty good.
He's my best staff. But unfortunately, it's like this last week. How many hours did you work this last week?
In toothpaste.
Toothpaste, too. Yes.
Only 54 this last week.
So we're working on it. So actually, I have an idea. Everyone who's listening right now, now do this for yourself too. In fact, if you have something that you want to work in, send it to us. And we will help to join with you, kind of like a mastermind group.
In the ethers.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do. Let's do this. Everyone together, right now, as you're listening, agree with us.
Join hands.
Yes, let's all join hands. Join hands.
And hearts.
Come on, join hands, Jack. We're going to agree that you will be... I'm sorry. I hurt your finger, didn't I?
Just relax the grip there a little bit.
That's not my grip. That was this.
Sumo woman.
Okay, got it? Grab my finger. There you go. Okay, we're all going to agree right now together that... Let's see, how do we want
to
phrase this?
She's been doing Tai Chi. She just grabbed my hand and
threw
me on the floor.
I know my
me.
Energy, my chi is high right now. Okay, so
let's see.
We're going to agree together. Let's phrase this appropriately.
We have a very well padded floor. That's why you didn't hear the thump.
That Jag Daddy will be coming online full time with Air Radio podcasting. Because there will no longer be the need to work a 54-hour
week job.
That's right. And so full-time we'll be together doing this. That the universe will simply work out the details. Okay? How's that? Does that sound... Would you like to add anything?
Sounds great.
So let's agree. Hearts and minds together. I feel it. Good. Good. Feels good to me.
Feels good to run around in the ethers.
It does. This feels very good. Now, if you have something you're working on, let us agree with you. Why not? See, that's part of what's happening right now. As we are in the fourth night of the Mayan calendar, which is the eighth level of this galactic underworld. And if you're just tuning in to Mayan Calendar Cast and you have no idea what an underworld is, then you've got to hit MCCTV and watch our video podcasts 1-7. Explains it right there in color. So in this eighth underworld, which is the fourth night, right, 17 phases, each being a day and a night, representing 7 days and six nights. So here we are in this fourth night, which began in November of 2005. From then, for the next 360 days, this tune is about integrating the lessons learned in the fourth day. And during this time, as we approach, as we continue in our forward movement, our spiral movement, if you will, toward the culmination of the Mayan calendar, what do we have? What's going to happen? That's what we're talking about. That's what this podcast is all about. And one of the things, friends, is human beings are evolving. And part of that evolutionary process is our ability to or our extended ability to tune into our intuition should we choose it. So, I think the agreeing together idea is profound, and I think I'm just sitting here, the synapse is happening. I've got little lightning bolts snapping off here. Lots of ideas. I think I'm going to somehow continue on with this so that we can share ideas with each other and mastermind together for each other.
Yeah, it's kind of like coming together in oneness of purpose.
Yeah.
For common things. It's a step in the process of creating a new reality.
Exactly.
Which is incorporating imagination and...
Yes.
Pulling that, you know, in...
And visioning
to,
our
like,
future.
Sacred space, safe space, and protecting it like a seed with love and light and good nurturing energies.
That's right.
From the heart.
Yes. Heart energy. And we don't have to know how these things will happen.
No, that's the
good
part.
It's not our job.
That's the best part, actually.
It is.
Because you don't want to even try to do that, because when
you
do, you get in the way and you block the energies, the powers that be, if you will, that can bring it from seed to fruit.
That's right.
It's kind of like when you plant a seed, then going back a few days later and digging up in the dirt to see how the seed is doing. That's what you do when you start figuring out how it's going to happen. So, you know, you don't want to do that. It's kind of like having faith, in a sense.
Making up the mind.
Make up your mind that that's what this reality is.
Envision it.
Not what it will be,
what it is. And part of this process
you
is
imagine
to
it as it is.
Yes.
In its isness state, in its fruit state.
Right.
And then you hold that in your safe space.
Yes. And so in your process of thinking about it.
And your heart energy is the light and warmth of the sun and the moisture of the rain and the cozy darkness of the earth. And
oh, I like that.
And then just, you know, be a good farmer, a soul seed farmer, and wait for the abundance of the harvest.
I like
and
it.
All you have to, you know, just nurture it.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautiful. Did you say soul seed? Did you just come up with
soul
that?
Seed.
That's so cool.
Soul seed farmer?
Yeah, soul seed farmer.
Airstream Radio, soul seed farmers.
That should be the title of the section in the forum where people can come and put what it is they need help with masterminding. Oh, we should do this. We need to do this.
It's okay, but we'll do it.
Let's just say it's done. It's now it's just manifesting.
Build
it.
The spot on the forum for it.
Yeah. So, like I said, there are a lot of changes going on with the website
and
that you see
this
coming.
This can be part of like the, can incorporate this into the breakthrough celebration. This is
exactly
an event, a breakthrough celebration event that can be ongoing every day and bringing in friends and family and loved ones and their dreams into a core network of similarly inclined hearts.
Yeah.
You know, from people can be, you know, this can all be done over the internet, you know, the communication part of it, and then we all lend our heart energy to it and
that's right.
Sort of build a grid of infusing these imagined, you know, created realities.
Yeah.
And it's getting energy from all around the world.
And then as these things happen, people can come and post and say, wow, here's what happened, and you know, tell their story.
Yeah. And that's going to help, really what this will do is help build everyone's
standards.
Help build or expand sort of the, you know, if we have any boundaries,
Yeah, the, that's what I meant.
Limitations. It will help to expand the belief.
Yes. Well, when I said the word standard,
system behind,
I'm referring to that post that you put in the ground when you pitch a tent.
What am I trying to say?
And when you make a tent, when you push out the stakes, you increase that space within which you operate.
Capacity.
Yeah, and as people envision, and then they see that substance come into reality, or this third-dimensional reality, because it actually does come into existence in reality.
Yeah, we tear down self-imposed limitations by seeing, you know, what's being created, mm-hmm. and we're able to actually increase our potential.
That's right.
And our possibilities and our realities.
Yeah.
And our hearts, our minds, our space, our everything.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there's that happened just as we were talking. So very cool, very interesting. I love it. Just stay completely open to these possibilities. So we will keep you tuned. We'll keep you updated on how this goes. And thank you for masterminding with us on this process. So let's talk about the Zolk'in here for a few minutes. We're going to, this will be an ongoing conversation, I'm sure. The Zolk'in is spelled T-Z-O-L-K-I-N. It's a combination of two words, Zol and Kin, which means, Zol means count, Kin means day. So it's count of days, the Zolk'in. This particular calendar of the Maya is comprised of essentially two cog-like wheels, one being 13 tones, 13 numbers, and the other being 20 glyphs. Now the 20 glyphs represent 20 days, which is a length of time the Maya called Awienol. The 13 tones is a length of time. It was called a thirtnight. In English, that'd be the closest word we'd have for it, because there is actually no word in English. In Spanish, it's called a tresina. So it is a period of 13 days, which actually is a Mayan week.
Awienol.
No, Awienol is a month.
Right.
Right. So you have a month.
A tresina is a week. Awienol is a 20-day month.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, so we have this 20-day wheel and this 13-day wheel that are going together like Jag. You just like did that
did
in the
mic.
Did I
just slosh in the mic?
In the mic. How was it? Was it good?
Oh, it's really good.
What are you drinking?
Hot tea.
Okay. It's got to be mate.
Hot mate with milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here you have these two cogs that are going around. Now, how this would work, when it lines up, you have one tone with the first glyph is Aimish. So it will move around the two cogs, and it will go two, eek, three, go from there.
Water.
Next one. Hand me that. Codex. So I can give it to you straight down the line. So it would start out one, Aimish, two, Ik, three, Akbal, four, Khan, five, Chikchan, six, Kimi, seven, Manik, eight, Lamat, nine, Muluk, 10, Ak, 11, Xuan, 13, Eb, 14, Ben. Now, when the tones start over, the tones start over at this point, but the 20-day doesn't. It continues through, because you're only up to the 13th glyph.
Glyph. Right.
You have the 13th tone, 13th glyph. But when you move again to the first tone, it goes to the 14th glyph, which in this case would be Ocelot or Jaguar. And it moves then through the remainder to create a full moon all. Okay, now this, you have 20 days, so it's the ratio of 13 and 20. And what happens is that each day then has a tone and a cliff, which means each day has its own character. And each day happens only once in 260 days. So each character, each day's character is unique within that full 260-day round. When the round starts again, at the end of 260, the two, the glyph and the tone wheels line up, and it starts one Imish, and begins the 260-day round again. Now, this is a step up. In sacred time, it isn't a repeating pattern. It's spiral mathematics, is what it is. Actually, to quote Barrios, who is an elder of the Mam tribe of the Maya. So, the Dzogchen gives a character to each day within a 260-day round. So, today is 8 Eek. And for those of you who have subscribed to the Air Radio Head Easing and have access to the Daily Dzogchen, that is now up and running again properly. We, of course, had that bit of downtime with the site being, new things being added to the site. So, the Dzogchen round is up and running, and you can visit that again, which is just fantastic. But today is day 242 in the Dzogchen round. So we are actually coming, and we are in our last winnow of this Dzogchen round. Interesting stuff. So what we're going to do at the moment is tell you what you're listening to. You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio. You're listening to an Airstream Indie Radio podcast. We'd like to invite you to visit the forum at www.airstreamradio.com. Post your comments, your suggestions, whatever you have to say. Andy Mack and Jag will be there to answer you. If you'd like to send an email, send to airstreamradio@pobox.com. And please, remember to vote once a month for your favorite podcast at podcastalley.com. Visit the site, search for your favorite podcast, and vote. It really does matter. Your voice gets heard. Okay, we're coming to the end of our podcast for today, but what I want to share with you at this moment is some of the comments from Podcast Alley that you have left for us, and we want to share these with the world. From, let me see if I can read this, Marzo Kupesi 1. It says, Mayan timekeepers, Andy and Mac are great at taking a very complex, at taking a very complex subject and making it simple to understand. Thank you. That's pretty wonderful. Marzo Kupesi. Jack, you need to try to say that.
Marzo Kupesi.
Oops. Got to turn you back on.
Did you turn me off?
I did.
Marzo Kupesi.
No, because I didn't want you to
Marzo Kupesi.
Okay, here's a couple more comments. This one...
It's probably Jupesi. Jupesi. Marzo Jupesi.
Yes.
Here's one from, this is from Podcast Alley. It says, more Mayan calendar cast. This is one of the coolest topics out there in podcast land. We need more like this. So cool. Thanks, Airstream Indie Radio.
Keep listening.
Keep listening.
We're here.
Keep sending us your feedback. We're loving it. We're getting some really very positive, encouraging, You know, it's just a marker, you know, it's confirmation, lets us know, helps us, you know, remind us, you know, we're doing the right thing here, and we're working hard to bring you the best possible format and information that we can. And, you know, we have the forum, we're posting, we're responding to posts, and, you know, we just want to help build this around the world, one person at a time, one seed at a time, planting one seed at a time, and one heart at a time, and then together we can, you know, use this power we're being given by the universe to transform our world.
Yes, this gateway, this portal that's opening.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, let's go out with the music from Apocalypto.
Yeah, it's a cool track.
From Touchstone Pictures, the new Mel Gibson film coming out this summer about the ancient Maya. Don't know what
Can't
it's
wait.
About yet. It's all secret, but...
Knowing Mel, it's got to be really, really good.
I'm Andy Mack.
I'm Jag Daddy.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.